York Golf is back at a state meet. Coach, it's no big surprise, but boy, that district on your home course made you sweat a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, it sure did. We got Class B is really deep this year with a lot of really good teams, and districts on our own course. We knew it was going to be a challenge, but just really proud of our guys to go out and compete and play all 18 holes at a championship level. That every swing mattered, and they did a really good job. And just glad we were able to qualify. And I believe that's 13 years in a row that our team has qualified for the state tournament. And so, just an incredible feat for our program, and just excited for our kids to be out in Scotts Bluff and go compete against some of the best.
That is an incredible, incredible run, 13 years in a row. And you guys go out there every year. Hey, we got a good a chance of anybody to win this thing in 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just come out here and golf. Anybody can get hot, and we know we're not the favorites, but we're going to go out, and our guys have been really focused and practicing well, and it always helps when you got one of the best players in the state to kind of anchor your team, and our number two guy's playing really well too right now, and so hopefully our other three guys can kind of catch fire too, and we'll just go see what happens.
Yeah, Jackson, there hasn't been too many meets where he hasn't been one, two, or three at the end of the day, has there?
No, Jackson's just an incredible player. He is always, you can just count on him to always be at the top of the leaderboard. He's just very consistent, just very well refined, and always just plays very solid golf. And you never know if you were to watch him if he was 8 under or 8 over. Not that he's ever 8 over, but whether he's playing well or playing bad. And so that really helps him too with his mental approach to his game, is he's just consistent and a solid player. And, hopefully he can get hot and go have an opportunity to win Class B as an individual.
Coach, we thought last year was a loaded field. You got a lot of the same teams, yourself, the Scotts Bluff hosting, McCook, Norris, Elkhorn North, Pius is out there. Man, it's another loaded field for this one.
Yes, it is. I mean, there's just so many good golfers in the state of Nebraska right now that and so many good teams. Bennington and Norris and McCook and all these great teams that are out there. It's gonna be a lot of fun in 2 days, and just go and see a lot of really good golf, and just excited to be a part of it.
Coach, by the time it's all said and done, it's gonna take a couple of rounds. Would you think around 300 or sub 300 to win this baby?
Scotts Bluff Country Club is such a beautiful course, and it's always in great shape, and the greens are always tough and really fast. And so, yeah, I'm going to say it's going to be the low 300s. It kind of depends on what the weather is like. They're saying, it's going to be warm but pretty windy. So weather might be a factor as far as how low the scores go, but you're going to have to go play really good golf for 2 days. And the teams that are going to be able to avoid the big mistakes and the big numbers or can just be consistent and solid for 2 days is probably going to have a really good chance to win it this year.
And you always want to get off to those good starts. I know last year for a lot of teams, I know your team didn't have that greatest first day in the world. You always, if you can get off to the greatest start, upper part of the field and there for day number two, that's important too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. For day one is all about positioning. You can't shoot yourself out of it. You just got to get yourself into where you got a chance on day two. And unfortunately last year, we kind of got started in the rain and downpour and kind of off early before some of the other ones. And that's just golf. That's part of the draw. And, we'll see what happens this year. But yeah, day one, you just got to go out and be solid and put yourself in good position to where you still have a chance on day two. And hopefully we can go out and do that this year.